All right. Going live. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everyone. I made it back safe and sound. Thank God. Woo! 2 nights, 3 days, and my butt is sore riding that motorcycle approximately 500 miles a day. Oh, my stars. I literally went through rain for about an hour and a half. I went through the desert for about 3 hours, over 100 degree heat. I went through freezing cold right after the rain. There was no rain, but it was, you know, that drift afterwards, how cold everything is. Freezing. I mean, I went through a great journey. I'll update you more on that soon. Today, I want to talk to you about my Proverbs 16. I'm on this journey, 10 things I wish my father would have taught me. So I'm reading through the book of Proverbs every day. Today's the 16th. I'm reading chapter 16. One or two, three verses pop out at me. I'll meditate on it. And I have something to share with you. I was super triggered today. I mean, pissed off, frustrated. And through going through the darkness, I found light on the other side. Now listen, when you get triggered, you know what triggered means? Something pisses you off, it derails you from what you were doing. When you get triggered, it's a gift on the other side if you go through it. Hey, Den, what's up, Bao? I'll see you this weekend, right? John, hey, Rob Farrell, good to see you, brother. I got some news to share with you later, talk with you. David, Ray, hey, Seth, all the way from Thailand, my boy. Alejandro and Jill, check this out, guys. When you get triggered, it's your gift. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something here. It is powerful. Actually, let me turn to my notes real quick here. When you get triggered, so I'll tell you a trigger I got. I was on my road trip, and the first night, I had to stop. I had to stop because it was raining so bad, but where was I? I was close to Flagstaff. I wanted to go into Flagstaff. It was another hour and a half away, and I pulled over this town to get gas. So I just drove about an hour and a half in the rain. It was scary as hell because 18-wheelers go by and I have to go past them. And you know, the ground is wet. The road is wet. When you go by 18-wheeler, the wind is blowing and it usually rocks me. My bike is not a huge touring bike, right? It's a city bike. So I could feel every part of that wind. And it was scary as hell. I mean, I was scared, guys. I'm telling you, I was scared. I was gripping on. And I was scared. And when I got to the gas station, I wanted to go to Flagstaff because they have more hotel options. So I thought. But there's something inside me thought I was a failure. Something inside said, hey, man, it's just another hour and a half. I know it's raining. Don't wuss out. Be a man. I was like, damn. But you know what? That's very dangerous. All these hotels I was at by the gas station was one of those towns you pull off to like 4 little hotels, a gas station, and a fast food place. That's it. So I started calling these hotels, and they were filling up because everybody was pulling over because the weather was so bad. But in my mind, it wasn't bad yet. But everybody was pulling over. The hotels were filling up. The prices were gouged up. I said, what's going on? So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a ride. I'm going to get home, arrive alive. That's the goal. So I pulled over, got a hotel, and I felt defeated. I felt defeated because here's what happened. I stopped and prayed. I stopped at gas station. Hey, God, Father, we're doing this trip together, right? Should I just pause and get a room? I really want to go all the way. And I don't know, part of me is like, was I performing for God? Was I performing for my daddy's approval? I don't know. But you know what pissed me off? They said, get some rest. It's okay. I was like, why? Why is it okay? What do you mean? No, I got more in me. I want to get there for no reason. Listen, I'm not on a time crunch. There's no purpose. Like, I don't have an agenda. That's what I'm looking for. I don't have an agenda. My emergency light came on right when I had 130 miles go north or south. Go back where the rain stopped or north into the rain. My emergency engine check light came on. And I'm driving through an hour and a half. I want to go another hour and a half. What the hell's wrong with me? And I got pissed because I swore I heard God say, just get rest. It's okay. Dry off. I can't tell you why, but I got pissed. I got triggered. And I'll tell you why. This morning's devotional explained everything. Are you ready? I'm about to piss you off. If I don't piss you off, that's good. If I piss you off, that's good. All of this can be good. Here we go. Proverbs 16 says, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answers. Listen to this. We make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answers. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Okay, you want some more piss you off? Watch this. Where's my mouse? The last one really pissed me off. Oh, man, that one's not working. Let me go over here. I'll copy and paste it. Ready? Where is it? Mother, daughter. Man, this thing doesn't want to work. Holy crap. Let me go here. There's the last one that really pissed me off. You guys got to read it. 16. Here it is. The very last verse. Oh, my stars. I will get pissed. We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. We may throw the dice, but the Lord will determine how they fall. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. You know what pissed me off? You know what triggered me? Why do I have to give everything to God? Why do I have to tell him, hey, here's my plans for today. Hey, should I stop and get a hotel or should I just go to Flagstaff and spend the night there? Hey, why do I have to put everything before God and commit my plans to him? We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us right answers. Then what the hell am I doing? I just get so pissed off. In fact, when I first became a Christian, you know what I did? I was great. I was best altar boy because I grew up Catholic at first. So I knew altar boy did everything the Father told you to do and all that. And I mean, it was one of the biggest deals you could become altar boy. Then I left the church because my parents got divorced and I did my own thing and became Buddhist, Hindu. I tried all kinds of religion. When I finally came to Christianity, I was perfect little Christian. I would do everything, whatever I read, whatever someone told me. I do my devotional every morning. I pray every morning. Here's my day, God. Put it at the foot of the altar. Lunch comes, I'd hold hands, I'd pray. I'd bring down fire and lightning. Then I got pissed at all those things because I'd pray and I'd look around. I said, what the hell am I doing? Why would I pray to God? I haven't seen him make any changes, me committing my ways to him. Commit your actions, Lord, and your plans will succeed. I don't have to. I make shit happen on my own. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answers. Are you serious? I'm 40. I've been making my right answers since I've done it. And that last one really pisses me off. We make our plans, but the Lord determines our step. We throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. What the hell is? Am I just a robot? He controls everything I do? I get so pissed off. I don't know if you understand this, Sam, Jeff, Jacob, Al, Sonia, I don't know if you, Lynn, I don't know if you understand this, Jonathan. But I get pissed off because why did I put this in front of the Lord? I've never seen him really do anything different, shift or change anything. And it hit me this morning. It hit me. Now get ready. This is true for me, might not be for you. It hit me. The reason I put things before the Lord and be willing for him to interrupt it because his way is better for me than my way. I know, it sounds ridiculous. I've heard this. I logically know this. I have a theology degree in case some of you guys don't know. Former pastor. I used to preach this. The Lord's way is better than yours. He has a plan and purpose for you. Man, I was badass. I spoke in auditoriums. I spoke 1,000 members every Sunday, 3 or 4 services. I knew my shit. So I thought. I feel it now. I get it now. My dad, this new stage of my relationship, God, my dad has better plans for me that I have for myself. If I'm willing to put it at his feet, if I'm willing to offer it to him, if I'm willing to have a dialogue with him about my day, he can say, hey, have you considered? Maybe consider doing this instead. Because he knows better and he wants. Now here's the thing. He wants better for me than I want for myself. That's the part that blew me out of the water this morning. It's not that he's trying to control me. See, that's what I had my mind as a kid who didn't grow up with a father. I didn't respect my stepfathers. Nothing personal against them. I just was angry. I didn't know my biological dad. I didn't think I was worth keeping. So fuck all you other men who try to be my dad. I was angry. And fuck you, God. Because if your way was so much better, why didn't you just give me a dad? Okay, now can you see why my perspective was skewed? When you don't have an earthly father, if you've never been mentored, you've never been discipled, you've never been fathered, most likely your perspective of God is skewed until you get to this point. And I'm embarrassed to say I'm 48 years old, I'm finally getting here. That God, the creator of heaven and earth, actually has a plan for me greater than I could have for myself, that I could even hope or imagine. And that's not talking about like my purpose in life. That's not talking about, you know, what I was designed for. I came to a conclusion today, that's even for today, just in the next 12 hours before I go to sleep, that he wants more for me in this next 12 hours than I even want for myself. So he desires me just have a conversation with him this morning. Hey, Dad, this is what I'm planning on doing today. What are your thoughts about it? Might not be revolutionary for you, but man, it blew my mind. Because you know what I thought? I thought, hey, what if Caleb came up to me this morning? We're having a cup of coffee, tea, whatever, this morning. And he goes, hey, Dad, this is what I'm planning on doing today. This is what my day is going to look like. What are your thoughts? Because here's what I do know. I know you want the best for me. And I know you lived 48 years, and I've only lived 18 years. I know that everything you do is for my best. So, Dad, what do you think? Today I'm going to go do this. I'm going to see this person. I'm going to go hang out here. I'm going to play some video games. I'm going to go exercise here. Do you think there's anything else I should add in my day? If he had that conversation with me, you know what I'd say? I'd say, gosh, it sounds like a great day. Go for it, son. Proud of you. Way to live purposefully. Or I'd say, hey, son, you missed one or two things I think would make your day even better. Why would I say that? Because I want the best for Kayla. And that's what popped in my mind this morning. My Heavenly Father wants the best for me. Oh, shit. Now, listen, guys, I always known this. But look. I'm feeling it. It connected. Holy crap, it connected. That road trip with my father connected me in a different way than I ever, ever would have thought. Ever. Even the second night I stopped, I was in this town called Williams, Arizona. Yeah, it was a pretty cool little town. I didn't even know it. I just stopped to get gas. But over the ridge, an hour and a half away, there's two little cities. And I was getting gas, and the people are just so amazing at gas stations. I don't know what happens. When you just take your time, and they're asking me where am I going, nice motorcycle, and we have these dialogues, you go, oh, don't go that way. We just drove an hour and a half through a rainstorm, and there's only two cities. It'll take you 3 hours to get to the next place where there's a hotel. We just drove him and his family an hour and a half through this huge rainstorm. He said, don't do it. And we looked up, and it's getting darker and darker over there. I said, thank you for that. You know, it wasn't that man. I really believe it was my father speaking through that man. My father prompting the conscience of this man to speak to me. He had no purpose or reason to speak to me. And this other guy, gas pump, goes, holy crap. I'm in a car. I'm going that way, and I'm afraid. And so I said, you know what? Again, I pause. I say, hey, Dad. Should we keep on going? Because in my mind, I wanted to go all the way home, 6 more hours, and surprise my family. 6 more hours after I drove 6 hours already. Actually, 8 hours by that time. And God said, just go get some rest. Again, second time he said that. And another part of me kind of died like, shit, I want to go all the way. I want to prove I'm a man. I'm a badass. And I realized he said, you already are. Stop trying to prove it. Now go get some rest. Let's go to a restaurant, get a good meal, take a hot shower. Let's get some rest. Hey, let's go watch some TV shows on Netflix or YouTube. But you don't have to prove yourself. Let's just go get some rest. I was like, damn. A part of me felt like I wasn't man enough. I heard my father say, you already a man. See, guys, this might not be huge for you, but I want to share vulnerably with you. I actually get it. It's not religious. See, I resisted that. Oh, God, today I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this meeting, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to put it at the foot because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give it this tyrannical, authoritative God to bless our day. And I realize it's not a tyrannical, authoritative God. It's a loving Father who has gifts for us every day, who wants to bless us, surprise us. Only if we can let go and surrender what we have for today, not hold on to it as if your way, my way, is the best way. So let me just read this to you and summarize one more time. What triggered me and pissed me off, Lisa, Casey, Roger, check this out. Seth, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answer. It's like, shit, why would you even make a plan? Why does he have to give me the right answer? Watch my thoughts. It's crazy. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Make your plans. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our step. Well, what the hell would I plan for then? I get so pissed. But I get it now. Because he wants better and more for me and for you. See, being a kid who didn't have a father, not being mentored, discipled, or fathered, I was so independent. I still am. And it's hard for me to trust another man, more or less a God, would want the best for me when he's never done that for me my whole life. When no man has ever done that for my whole life. How can I trust a God? Well, today, after those last 3 days on the road, shifted something in me. I see it different. I've read this a million times. I've read the whole Bible through 5-6 times easily. Proverbs, I take people on a 30-day Proverbs challenge at least 50 times already. Easily 50 times, maybe even over 100. First time I ever read Proverbs 16 this way. He's not no tyrannical God who wants control over me and I don't get a free will and choose what I want. He wants to have a dialogue and share my day. What am I planning on doing today? I'm going to have a lunch meeting. I have a coaching call today. I have tons of work to do catching up for the last 3 days. And he just wants me to have that dialogue over a cup of coffee with him before day starts. And possibly, if I'm open, he would say, have you considered this? Have you considered just getting a little you time? I know you've been on the motorcycle the last 3 days, but that's not really you time. That's us time. How about you time? Go get a massage. Your body's been through hell. How about you time? And just go to a yoga class and stretch that body and meditate and relax. I don't know. But I am in a different place where I'm open to hearing him. How about you? So why is this important for you? Because I'm shifting out of religion into a relationship. Now, my whole faith and relationship, God hasn't always been religious. But there's our deep strands of it. Religion comes from performance, for acceptance. Your value turns into rules. Your rules turn into laws. And pretty soon become legalistic. Not in everything. But there's threads in my life when it comes to relationship with the Father. Yeah, there's these common laws that most religions have. To love your neighbors, forgive your enemies. I'm pretty good on those. But when it comes to trusting God, I'll be honest, wasn't the highest thing in my life until today. Why is this important for you? Because there's freedom when you believe, when you accept that there's a God who created this heavens and earth, who wants more for you and me than we can ever imagine or hope for ourselves. And so if we just consider today to put it at the foot of the cross to say, hey, God, this is what I'm doing today. You having other suggestions, thoughts? I mean, up until now, it's foreign to me to talk this way. But I can imagine my sons commit to me. Hey, Dad, we're going to the beach today. They've been going to the beach a lot. since we've been gone last couple weeks with their friends, holidays and everything, 4th of July. We're going to go hang out at so-and-so's house. We're going to eat at this place, this, that. What else? What do you think? What else would make today the fullest, the best? And I know I'd look at them because my heart for them is better than they want for himself. Have you considered just take some alone time, get some rest? Hey, how about I drop you off? I don't know. But I know whatever I suggest would be best for them. Better or more they could ever hope for. And I'm pretty sure that's what God wants for me. If I just make my own plans, but let the Lord determine the steps. Because if I surrender and go his steps, there's a gift on the other side I couldn't even imagine or hope for. So my friends, my encouragement to you today is this. Put it before the Lord. Acknowledge the possibility that God wants the best for us, better than we could ever have for ourselves. First, just acknowledge that. There's no loss, there's just acknowledge. Possibly, God wants something better for me than I want for myself today. Just start off there. Second, find some evidence that he wants something better for you than you would want for himself. And I'll start off two places. Two places messes me up every time. I meditate on my body. Do you know right now I'm not thinking how to breathe? My body just does it. It just messes me up. Think about this. I sit and meditate on crazy things like this. I listen to my breath. I breathe in and out. I was like, this is crazy. I'm thinking about it. To breathe in and out, meditate on it. Hear my breath. But when I stop, I don't think about it. I'm still doing it. How's that work? How's it work that I'm not plugged into a wall or anything right now? How's it work that I put this fuel inside and the toxins come outside, if you know what I mean? You meditate on that. You tell me God doesn't want something better for you and me than we could for ourselves. Because instead of putting fuel, you know what we put? Poison. If you guys really know me, I like to have a beer or two, some scotch, maybe even a bottle of scotch. I don't think there's anything drinking, but I put a lot of poison. I mean, when you overdo it, that's poison. Don't you think he would want something better? I mean, I could see as a kid, I'd get pissed. Oh, why are you getting all pissy that I can have a beer or two? No, it's when you have 10 or 20 and you hurt this beautiful body God gave you. So number one, just acknowledge the possibility God has something better for you than you want for yourself. Number two, find some evidence. If you don't want to look at your body, which will mess you up, sit and meditate on that. Go look at nature. I'm driving through the desert. I'm seeing the storm. It's so beautiful. I mean, you just look at nature driving for a couple hours on a bike. And you just see this ecosystem that God created. And he sustained for us. And right when I was having that thought, the crazy thing happens. Serious, I think I blacked out or something. I'm riding all of a sudden out of nowhere. No exaggeration. This is in Arizona. At least 20 trucks with their boats, pulling boats, are coming by. Or I'm passing them up, I mean. Where are they going? I could not see a lake for miles. I couldn't see anything but desert. But they're actually going somewhere. Or 20 plus trucks with their boats and ski boats and platoons, whatever. Big old boats going out there. Because that ecosystem God created is preparing for them to go have some entertainment and fun out of that 103 degree heat I was in. First, acknowledge the possibility that God has something bigger for you and me than we could ever imagine. And our Father wants to give it to us. Second, find the evidence. Meditate on nature, the ecosystem, on your body. Just watch how this world works. Look at the four seasons. Study a bug and watch it. Look at the sparrow. One of the smallest creatures, insignificant, God provides for them. Third, start small. Just offer up one thing you're doing today to God and see what happens. Hey God, that meeting, should I have it or not? And just listen. That lunch date, should I have it or not? But what it says here, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So today I'm giving him room to interrupt any plan I have. Finally, last, first, acknowledge the possibility that God wants you to have more than you want for yourself today. Second, find evidence that he is in control of this universe. Look at your body. Look at the nature. Look at the ecosystem of this world. Look at our financial system. that God's creating all that because there's evidence that he wants something more for us than we want for ourselves. Third, just start small. Hand over one thing at a time. One thing out of your whole day today. Here, let me start small. Start a relationship, God. And fourth, hold it loosely. Hold it loosely. Hold loosely your day today. Because here's why. When you hold it tight, you can't receive or gain anything. When you hold it loose, he could take it away and give you something better. That's it, my friends. That was my revelation this morning. My revelation. I wanted to share it with you because I was never this place with God. Never been mentored, discipled, or fathered. So this journey I'm on, creating every man a hero, so every child a dream. I'm on a mission that every dad chooses to be a hero so their child can have a dream. And maybe you, like me, didn't think you could be a hero as a dad. It's a weird season I'm in, 48 years old, Caleb just graduated 18, first year of being a dad. In the last 19 years, as soon as I knew we were pregnant with Caleb, I've never celebrated Father's Day. Oh, Donna would throw me a dinner and this, that, but you know, whatever. But this year, I said, I want Father's Day because I'm a damn great dad. Something shifted in me. And I'm inviting you to this journey with me. You can be transparent just like now. Don't have all the answers. He does. I'm going on a journey with him. Join me. If you're a dad, be a hero to your child. Every dad a hero, every child a dream. And just imagine, when you're a hero to your child, what transforms in your marriage? Yes, a lot more sex. Who doesn't want to sleep with a hero? If you're sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Second, what happens in your business? When you walk into work with confidence, when you walk into your business confidence, when your employee sees you with confidence, because you're a hero to your child, you're a hero to your wife, you're a hero to your employees in your office. And here's a big one for me. This is the turning point. This is where I'm going towards. When I accept I'm a hero from my Heavenly Father, watch my cup overflow then. Hey, this has been long devotional, but I know you already know this, but it's not for you. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this to archive for my kids to see what authentic relationship looks like. If I could ask my father 10 things that he never taught me, no, she would have taught me. This is what I put in my notes this morning. That God's plan for me is greater than I can imagine for myself. I wish my father would have taught me that. The creator of this heaven and earth has plans for me greater than I can imagine for myself. And I have a great imagination. So men, fathers, let's do this. Every dad a hero, every child a dream. Keep you updated. Margaret, hey, everyone know here, I'd love to hear you say, what would be hard for you? Comment below. What would be hard for you to give up today to God? Say, okay, I know I got this big plan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. What would be hard for you to commit your actions to the Lord and your plans to succeed that you'd let him interrupt it or change it? What would be hard for you today? Comment below. Let's see. Margaret, I'd love to hear it. Harrison, thank you for that. But I'd love to hear, what would be hard for you to give up today and let God interrupt? My honey's listening. What about you, babe? Don't tell him, babe. Don't tell everybody. Don't tell Donna this, but she's a little stubborn. I would love to hear what she says. When she gets her mind focused on something, she stays with it. That's why she didn't give up on me over 22 years of marriage while I've been a dumbass, 21 and 3/4 of it. She didn't give up on me because she's that stubborn. But I'd love to know what she would give up. Ted? Joe? Who else? Ken Okajima! What would you give up today, buddy? Dave Gibbons! What's up, brother? Chuck? Lori? Giovanna, woo, Roger, long time no talk, Roger. Casey, faithful man right there. Solomon, Lisa, Kit, Tam, James, Sam, Jeff, Jacob, Al, Sonia. Whoa, what are you guys doing? Go do work or something. But guys, I'd love to hear, what would be difficult for you to give up today? Because my experience, I can't guarantee this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. I know you guys get freaked out because I'm super handsome, but I'm also pretty smart. What if you gave that up? I'm pretty certain what God has for you is better. It'll be definitely interruption because you're in control. But if you gave it up, he would be in control. All right, my friends. It's the way to start off the day. Talk to you later. Have a great day. Can't wait to hear your stuff. Love you guys. And stay tuned. I'm going to give you my update from my road trip. The big, big one thing I got from this road trip with my father. Love you guys. Thanks for your support during those last 3 days and your love. Can't wait to read your comments.